Hey, hey, Rock Pod crew, welcome back. This week's episode is brought to you by some great folks, Wayne and Sandy Tunsil, who pushed that button and bought yours truly a fine cup of coffee. Now, this is the place where we dig into the dirt, the drama, and the damn fine tunes that shaped rock history. I'm Jimmy, your vinyl spinning, harmony humming host, and today we're talking about a band that turned Southern California into a sonic empire. Yeah. The Eagles. Now, if you've ever driven a long stretch of desert highway with the sun setting behind you and Take It Easy blasting through your speakers, you already feel what the Eagles are all about. But behind those breezy harmonies and smooth guitar licks, oh baby, there's a storm. This band was built on perfection and torn apart by it. So grab your backstage pass, because we're going all the way from the Laurel Canyon scene to the Hotel California and beyond. Welcome to the Rock Pod. All right, let's rewind to the early 70s. Glenn Frey, a Detroit kid with Motown in his blood, and Don Henley, a Texas boy with a poet's soul, meet in the backing band for Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, that's right. Before they were the Eagles, they were Eagles in training, so to speak. The chemistry was there. Add Bernie Leadon, a multi-instrumentalist with bluegrass roots, and Randy Meisner, a high tenor bass player fresh from Poco, and boom. In 1971, the Eagles were born. Their self-titled debut album dropped in 1972. It had the easy, breezy country rock thing down pat. Take It Easy, written by Glenn Frey and Jackson Browne, becomes an instant anthem. Frey said Jackson had the first verse and chorus, but he couldn't finish it. And I said, I'll finish it if you let me have part of it. And thus began the band's knack for blending ambition with opportunity. But the seeds of future tension were already planted. Bernie Leadon wasn't thrilled with the band's increasingly rock-leaning sound. He once dumped a beer on Glenn Frey's head during a rehearsal and walked out. "You're not listening to me, man," Leadon allegedly snapped before storming off. And it wouldn't be the last time someone left the room mid-fight. Desperado came in 1973. A concept album about outlaws and the American West. Critics were lukewarm, but fans, they were hooked. The title track didn't chart, but became one of their most beloved songs. Henley later called it the best thing we did together. Then came On the Border in 1974, which started tipping the scales toward rock. They brought in Don Felder, whose fiery guitar style added teeth. Songs like Already Gone and Best of My Love showed the band getting louder and bigger. By one of these nights in 1975, they were arena gods. Lion Eyes, Take It to the Limit. They were cranking out gold records like a jukebox on fire. But the mood, it was not great. Randy Meisner hated performing Take It to the Limit live. "It was too high," he said. "I was nervous." After one particularly ugly row with Frey backstage in Knoxville, Meisner quit the band. Frey allegedly shouted, "You're gonna sing it, damn it!" And Meisner replied, "No, I am not." And that was that. Rock Pod. 1976 gave us Hotel California. It wasn't just a smash, it was a manifesto. Joe Walsh had replaced Bernie Leadon, bringing a dirtier, more aggressive edge. Henley later said that Joe was the necessary injection of rock that we needed. The title track, an allegory about excess, illusion, and entrapment. Felder wrote the guitar parts, and Frey envisioned the concept, and Henley tied it all together with those haunting lyrics. "We were trying to write a song that captured the end of the American dream," said Henley. But if the music soared, the band spiraled. Frey and Felder were at constant odds. During one take, Felder played a solo Henley didn't like twice. Henley barked, "Why can't you play it right?" And Felder supposedly fired back, "Why don't you sing it better?" Walsh, meanwhile, was lighting hotel rooms on fire, sometimes figuratively and sometimes not. During a 1977 tour, he chainsawed a hotel hallway table in half, just because. And Henley shrugged, "That's just Joe." The long run was meant to be a victory lap. Instead, it became a grind. "It was like pulling teeth," said Fry. "We couldn't agree on anything." The infamous Long Beach concert in 1980 brought things to a head. Felder sarcastically told Senator Cranston's wife, "You're welcome, I guess," after she thanked the band. Fry heard it and exploded backstage. They spent the show exchanging death threats under their breath between songs. Fry said, "Only three more songs, pal." And Felder says, "You're going down." After the show, they stopped talking. No formal breakup, no farewell statement, just silence. Someone asked sometime afterward, "When will the Eagles get back together?" And Henley reportedly replied, "When hell freezes over." So after the non-breakup, Henley and Fry both launched solo careers. Henley's Boys of Summer won Grammys. Fry's The Heat Is On was a hit thanks to the Beverly Hills Cop movie. But Felder, still fuming. He wanted a Democratic Eagles. Henley and Fry saw themselves as the Lennon-McCartney of the group. In 1994, they did reunite. And I guess hell froze over. But it wasn't easy. Felder was made an employee, not a partner. He later said they wanted to cut me out of decisions, but keep me for the tour. And he was fired in 2001. Lawsuits followed, and in his tell-all Heaven and Hell, Felder claimed Fry and Henley turned the band into a dictatorship. And Henley responded, "That book is a work of fiction." Despite the drama, the Eagles kept flying. Tours, documentaries, History of the Eagles in 2013 was really good. When Glenn Frey died in 2016, Henley said, "It's the end of something we started." But they kept the flame alive. Deacon Frey and Vince Gill stepped in. Behind the scenes, contracts were still tight, tensions still real, but the music still flawless. Now, they sold over 200 million records. They built the soundtrack of California. They also nearly destroyed each other. But in the end, the Eagles gave us perfection, even if it came from chaos. So go spin some Eagles, and next time you hear that harmony kick in, remember, it cost someone a fight, a lawyer, and probably a smashed guitar to get it just right. I'm Jimmy. This has been the Rock Pod. Keep it loud, keep it real, and take it to the limit. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow The Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for The Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. We'll see you next time. Additional music in this episode, Take It Easy, I'm Already Gone, Hotel California, The Long Run, and Life in the Fast Lane by The Eagles.